The number of wolves in Idaho is estimated at just over 1,000. The state's Department of Fish and Game says there's roughly one trapper for each wolf. Fish and Game wildlife biologist Craig White warns trappers the whole world is watching this season.
I suppose in some ways we are trying to alert them that we're all under a microscope a little more, and it's a big microscope.
White taught a wolf trapping class in Nampa over the weekend. The class is mandatory for anyone who wants to buy a wolf trapping tag in the state.
Most members of the trapping public that we talked to all felt strongly that they wanted a mandatory wolf trapping class because it was something new. It would recruit new trappers. They just wanted to make sure that everyone was on the same page and that everyone was approaching it in a very responsible and ethical way.
So far, 85 trapping tags have sold in the state, compared with over 30,000 hunting tags for wolves. The units open for trapping are located in remote wilderness in the Panhandle and along the Idaho-Montana border. A final decision from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on an injunction to stop wolf hunts in the northern Rocky Mountains is pending. For KBSX News, I'm Emily Schwing.